Welcome to Inside MLCSU. In this podcast series, we're going to be looking at the work being done by different teams, units, services across Midlands and Lancashire Commissioning Support Unit and the impact it's having for our customers, clients and in turn, the populations that we serve. So I'm Andy Downton, I'm the head of media for the CSU. In this first episode, we're going to look at what is the CSU. And joining me is Dave Evans and Miranda Pilkington, Director and Associate Director for Commercial Intelligence. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
First of all, and whoever wants to jump in for this first one, but what is the CSU?
So I think the CSU is an organisation that originally developed to support clinical commissioning groups, but it's evolved over the 10 years. It now delivers a range of what I would call course support services for ICBs and other organisations, but it also does a lot of consultancy work for both NHS and non-NHS clients.
You've mentioned the CCGs there. Obviously, they've now gone, evolved into ICBs. Still very much a place for the CSUs, though.
I believe there is a strong place for the CSUs to provide support services at scale, because I think that's the important message. It's about how do you deliver at scale support services that enable ICBs to focus on what they need to do.
I'd absolutely agree with that, and I think also we are providing an increasing number of advisory services to NHS England and national organisations, but the at-scale value that we can add and also working across with our partner CSUs is quite unique in terms of the family of the NHS. We have the ability as well to bring in partners, which makes it very easy for our customers to use the CSUs to front up a piece of work with the support of a real mixture of different organisations that enhances the offer that we can bring.
What are some of those offers, some of those services? What is the type of things, what's the stuff that the CSU is doing?
Well, there's a wide range of services, as Dave has said, from transactional back office services to continuing healthcare services, which sit within the commissioning support units, and then increasingly what we class as advisory services, which are consultancy services, problem solving, providing project management skills, going into organisations and actually assessing an issue, and implementing wide scale change.
And why is the CSU placed and best placed to do that? Because I'm guessing there's, I know there are lots of other private organisations, commercial organisations doing this as well. What's the benefit of the CSU doing that?
I think the benefit of the CSU doing that is that we are in the NHS, we belong to the NHS, we're part of the NHS, and we understand the NHS. I think that enables us to offer a more bespoke service. For clients, I think, you know, we've all had experience of the big consultancy firms, for example, where they will come in and they do a good piece of work and then they pull out, but it's not sustained. I think the advantage of using MLCSU or any of the other CSUs for that matter is actually there's a long-standing relationship there with our clients. So we don't just go in, do the piece of work and pull out. We go in, we do the piece of work, we continue to work with that client. We give them the tools that we've been using so that they can continue to use them to make it a sustainable change if that's what's required.
I'd absolutely agree with that, and I'd just like to add as well that we offer great value back to the NHS. We can offer services at cost. We have an overhead to cover. There isn't a profit margin as there is with consultancy firms, and as Dave has indicated as well, that we stay there until things are implemented and actually they are making an impact and we're seeing true change, which isn't the case with lots of commercial consultancy organisations that have worked with the NHS for many years. The benefit is that we can also bring in a blended offer and work alongside commercial consultancy agencies, but head that up, offering that value with the enhancement of the private consultancy firms and what they bring.
And it's bringing that sort of subject matter expertise with the NHS knowledge as well, isn't it? And
absolutely.
That's something I see from communications engagement, is that it's not just that specialism around how we get this message across or how we work with the media, but it's how we do that again with our NHS knowledge as well.
Yes, I think the thing that we find as well is that we start from a good place because we have a trusted relationship with the clients that we're working with, because usually we know people in those organisations, or we have members of staff that have worked in those organisations previously as well. So there is trust and confidence with the services that we can provide, which is a key difference that the CSU brings.
So over this series, we're going to be hearing from a variety of different services, units, teams across the CSU. But if you want to find out more, go to the website. It's mlcsu.co.uk.